from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcand, Andy Hart. We're live at Fenway Park right now, and joining us here on the hotline is the great Adam Schefter of ESPN. Mr. Schefter, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Christian, Andy, what's going on? Congratulations on week one. That was fun for the Patriots.
It certainly was. Now, I want to start with the national conversation, which I feel like your station obviously has a big hand in, and it seems like it's split mostly with people talking about what a bad loss it was for the Cincinnati Bengals. Did you find that game to be more a reflection of the Bengals losing it or the Patriots winning it?
Both. I don't think that happens, a game like that, without both teams earning the final result. And it's a situation where the Patriots made plays when they had to, and also the Bengals didn't. And the Bengals had a lot of issues to overcome from the summer, and they didn't get it done. But that doesn't detract from what New England did that day. New England went in there and played as well as they could play. So they earned the victory, and now they get to come home and have their home opener against the Seahawks. Makes it a little bit more interesting, a little more exciting. But, yeah, they earned it, and Cincinnati didn't come through and had opportunities that they didn't capitalize on.
How important do you think that win was for Gerard Mayo and this team? I mean, there were predictions of 1-2 wins for this team all year. Maybe they'll have the number one overall pick to just avoid that slow start. And who knows where the season goes, but to get a win out of the way on opening day, how important do you think that can be?
Well, that always helps. But it's a long season, you know, 17 games. And there are going to be ups and downs, and it's certainly nice to start with the up rather than a down. Because this team will encounter some tough stretches here. They're not far enough along to think that that sort of thing is going to happen every week. But that's the way you want to start it out. It worked out for them great, and now they get to go on.
Outside of the Patriots, who impressed you the most week one, Adam?
The Chiefs look better than they did in their Super Bowl year. So to me, you have to start there. Like, as good and as dominant as they've been, it's been two straight years. They looked impressive. Really impressive, like going to be a threat all year long. And so it's a situation where they were very, very strong and tough week one. They look like they're going to be poised for a huge year. And they stood out to me in a positive way.
How about San Francisco? Obviously, they had a really nice win. I was reading some things, and we've talked a little bit about it. I guess the local beat writers have talked about this idea that maybe the organization and ownership are getting a little impatient with all the money being spent and they haven't gotten over the hump there. Is there any pressure building on John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan out there?
Pressure building? That's news to me. I mean, you know, they've been in the Super Bowl a couple of times. They steamrolled the Jets on Monday night. They both signed the contract extensions. I think there's pressure on everybody in this league to win all the time. And when you don't, there are going to be questions that are asked and raised. That's par for the course. With some franchises, you could see it coming long before it starts happening. I don't see the pressure today on them, but could that change? Could their season go the other way and all of a sudden people are calling for, yeah, with any team just about. But those guys look pretty locked into me.
Schefter, your colleague Don Van Natta had a very long piece today on ESPN.com about Robert Kraft and him wanting to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Let's start with, do you believe Robert Kraft should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
It's not even a question. It's ridiculous that he's not. To me, it's absurd. Considering all that he's done for that franchise, for that area, for the league, he is not even borderline Hall of Fame. He is 100% Hall of Famer. And the fact that he's not in, it always pisses me off that these things are drawn out longer than they should be. What are we talking about? Like this year, I remember when I was a voter and I was campaigning or arguing on behalf of Randy Gradishar, the former Broncos linebacker, and he didn't get in. And the years went by and he got a lot older. And lo and behold, Randy Gradishar got in this year. I don't know. What did I miss in the 20 years that he didn't get in? Did something happen? Did he all of a sudden become a Hall of Famer from the time that I was arguing his case to now? To me, it's absurd. And people are made to wait way longer than they should. And they don't get to enjoy it as long as they should. Ken Stabler gets into the Hall of Fame after he's lost his life. That's all of a sudden he became a Hall of Famer? He was a Hall of Famer all along. Robert Kraft is a Hall of Famer. Today, tomorrow, yesterday. But let's make him wait. Let's make him wait. Let's draw it out longer than we should. Let's make it more complicated and involved than we should. Are you kidding me? You're talking about one of the most successful franchises in the history of sports, maybe the most, during that stretch. He's the owner of the team. And he's not in the Hall of Fame? Like, why? Why isn't he in?
So can you answer that question? You have a lot of experience, and I know there's obviously sort of a implication in the story on ESPN.com right now that maybe the promotional campaign put forth by the Patriots and Stacey James has actually hurt his candidacy, but do you have a guess as to why he continues to not get in?
I don't know anything about that. All I'll say is that it's a highly politicized process with people having a lot of power over these situations. And I'm sure there are certain voters, for whatever reason, that don't approve of him being in the Hall of Fame. Because there's no plausible, logical reason why Robert Kraft isn't already.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Couple of the things that got mentioned were Spygate, you know, scandals, things like that, and of course, as Andy just mentioned, that's what the voters say. I mean, you have some kind of line into these people, right?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question: is that going to be used against Tom Brady when he's up for the Hall of Fame? Is it going to be used against Bill Belichick when he's in the Hall of Fame? Is Ty Law in the Hall of Fame? Is Willie McGinnis going to like these? What are we talking about? Like, it's all part of the history. I don't care that he lobbied. Allegedly for the who cares? Everybody lobbies. Everybody lobbies. Randy Gradishar used to call me back in the day, you know, asking, you know, for help and how he could get in. Is that any different? This may be at a higher level if that's what occurred. Like, what are we talking about? To me, again, you're getting me worked up over a process where these voters, again, hold the power to decide when somebody gains entry. When? Let me say something. Robert Kraft is going to get into Pro Football Hall of Fame, okay? I don't know whether it's going to be this year, next year, in a decade. What are we doing? What are we doing? Put him in. He belongs. That's where he should be. It's ridiculous that he's not. There's no reason for him not to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I got to tell you, Chef, I've never heard you like this before on any topic.
Well, there are certain things that push my buttons, and voters having control over people's lives like that, I don't like that.
Fair enough. All right, Patriots and the Seahawks, two teams that had a really easy time running the ball, it seemed like. Two teams with strong defenses, two teams with rookie head coaches. How do you see that matchup playing up this weekend?
I think Seattle's a pretty tough team, and we know that New England's going to be tougher than people thought under Gerard Mayo. Now, again, they still have holes, weaknesses, talent deficiencies. I got it. I think Seattle will travel well, be a tough game. I think Seattle's better than people think. We'll see how it goes on Sunday. I just think that's a tough Seattle team that'll be better. New England wins this game, gets 2-0. Wow, that could be interesting. Like, nobody would have had that on the bingo card for sure.
Adam, obviously,
if they get to 2-0, I just thought of this. That might be one more argument for Robert Kraft to belong in the Pro Football Hall.
we were just talking about that, yeah.
Adam, obviously a big story this week was Tyreek Hill and everything that went down in Miami with the police there. Where do you see that going? Is that going to kind of quietly go away? Is the league involved? Is this going to create something moving forward in terms of social justice? And we've sort of seen this in the past with players here, with Devin McCourtian. How does that play out in Miami?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think, you know, the league did get a little bit involved in the past before on issues like this. I think everybody's watching the league and expecting the league to kind of lead the way. And I could be wrong, but I don't think we've heard anything from the league so far on this particular issue. I do think the league, you know, will eventually say something. But, you know, you want to think that when you see something as disturbing as that, that there'll be some good that comes out of it. And if the National Football League can help lead the way in that area, then that would be great. I do believe Robert Kraft has been involved in many causes before, too. Like, that would be – maybe that would enhance his Pro Football Hall of Fame credentials, too.
Hey, why not? Use all the help you can get. Adam Schefter, thanks so much. You should be campaigning for him, by the way. Instead, forget Stacey James. You should be there campaigning for him. That was great today. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. I'll talk next Wednesday.
All right, Adam Schefter, he joins us every Wednesday here at 3:45 on WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, quick break. When we come back, we will reset on the story of the day, and that is Robert Kraft's story that Adam Schefter very passionate about. We'll get to all that, and we'll give you a recap on it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.